The UK's only giant pandas, Tian Tian and Yang Guang, are returning to China without having any offspring, despite multiple attempts at artificial insemination. The pandas, also known as Sweetie and Sunshine, arrived in Edinburgh in 2011 and were treated like celebrities. The loan arrangement for the pandas took 5 years to negotiate, with Edinburgh Zoo agreeing to pay the Chinese an annual fee of $1 million. It was also agreed that any cubs born in Edinburgh would be sent back to China when they were 2 years old. There were concerns about the high loan fee, with some questioning whether the pandas were brought to Scotland for conservation reasons or to make money. Animal activist Yvonne Taylor compared the pandas to rock stars, attracting large crowds wherever they went. However, it is important to note that there has never been a successful reintroduction of pandas born in captivity back to the wild. The man in charge of the pandas at Edinburgh Zoo, Ian Valentine, argued that working with the animals in captivity inspired investment in the natural world. The pandas became instant celebrities upon their arrival, and Edinburgh Zoo went through significant transformations to accommodate them. Despite their separate enclosures, there was hope that Tian Tian and Yang Guang would breed. However, female giant pandas have a narrow breeding window of just 36 hours once a year. In early April 2012, the pandas were put together for mating, but Tian Tian's tail got in the way. Artificial insemination was attempted multiple times, but Tian Tian's pregnancies did not go full term. Animal rights campaigners have accused the zoo of prioritizing money over the pandas' welfare. The zoo reported surpluses in the years following the pandas' arrival, but visitor numbers have since dropped, and the COVID pandemic further impacted the venue. The original 10-year loan deal was extended by 2 years due to the pandemic, but it was announced that the pandas would be returning to China in December. As a result, visitor numbers and interest have risen again as people realize their opportunity to see the pandas is coming to an end. Ultimately, the pandas' story turned out to be less of a love story and more like that of noisy neighbors.